Good morning. We continue with Chayyadim Chalch of Zion, Simon Hay. So the Chayyadim said that a person, when he davened Tfilas Tashlumin, should go immediately from the Tfilas Chiyav into the Tfilas Tashlumin, because the whole concept of Tfilas Tashlumin is while a person is being Oisik in the Ikra Tfila, he's able to add on another Tfila as well. So there can't be any time lapse between the Tfilas Chayva and the Tfilas Tashlumin. But he says, Yishalom B'mavsik was saying Ashrei. So he says, by Shachar, so by Mincha, when you're davening, if a person missed Marv and he's davening two tefillahs in Shachar, if a person missed Shachar and he's davening two tefillahs by Mincha, he would say Ashrei in between the two of them. You ever been tefillah? The tefillah Ashrei began Tachanun below Yisha Yoser. But he should say Tachanun as well. And actually, the order would be the first tefillah, and then Tachanun, and then the Ashrei, and then the second tefillah. The Yisbal will take a Tfilas HaTashlumen, and then he would daven the Tfilas HaTashlumen immediately. Now, I want to clarify why Tachanun. The Mishnah Berurah points out that this Chazar Sashatz also. So, a person would daven Shacharis, he would wait for after Chazar Sashatz, say Tachanun, and then say Ashrei, and say the second Tfilah. So, the idea of Chazar Sashatz being included, because that's really part of the Tfilah. So it's still called he's being Oisik in his Tfilas Shacharis by listening to Chazar Sashatz, and then immediately he's davening the next Tfilah. Tachanun, the Rama points out, is considered in Halacha to be a continuation of Tfilas Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah points out that the person should not have any time lapse or any speech even between Tefillah and Tachanun. A person should go straight from Tefillah into Tachanun. A person should not supposed to speak in between Tefillah and Tachanun. Tachanun is an extension of Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei. We daven part of Shmoneh Esrei standing up. We part of the Tefillah. The Tefillah process, the Rambam says, by throwing ourselves down in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tefillah of Tachanun. So there can't be any separation between the tefillah schoiva and the Tachanun. So you cannot daven the second tefillah of Tashlumin at that point in time. So a person will go straight from Shmoneh Esrei into Tachanun, and then he davens the second Shmoneh Esrei. Now why Ashrei? So the Gemara says, Tosis quotes this in Brachas and the Beis Amin Aleph, Tosis quotes Yerushalmi, that since the Mishnah says in Masechtas Brachos later on that when a person is omed for tefillah, he has to be omed for tefillah mitoch divrei Torah, but divrei Torah which have an element of tanchumen in them, an element of feeling of comfort in them. So Ashrei being part of Torah, but also contains in it a message of the Baruch Hashem's care and for the mankind. Pesach Yisudach almost be the whole Chayav Tzoyin is the appropriate Tefillah to say when a person is being omed b'tefillah. So a person will go from to be start a process of tefillah, he needs to say Ashrei beforehand. So we say Ashrei every day by Mincha. When we do that, we say Ashrei before Shacharis as well earlier on, but we say Ashrei. The Yerushalmi actually, Tosfos actually quotes the Yerushalmi that when they would daven Maariv early, they actually would be noyig to daven Shmoneh Esrei and Maariv early, and say Berachas Kriya Shema later on after the appropriate time. Which, since Shema needs to be said b'shoch b'cho, there's no idea of saying Shema early. Whereas Shmoneh Esrei, according to Yehuda, from Plagim Minchan onwards, it's towards the evening a person can daven the tefillah of Maariv, he can daven the Shmoneh Esrei of Maariv. But Shema, which is totally in the act of Shechiva, is not till later on. So Shema has to be said later on. And Berachas Kriya Shema are really connected to Shema. So the Yerushalmi says that they were noyig to say Shmoneh Esrei early and Berachas Kriya Shema and Shema later on. But Shmoneh Esrei, before they would say Shmoneh Esrei, they would say Ashrei. They would say Ashrei b'Maariv before the Shmoneh Esrei. So we see this idea of saying Ashrei is the appropriate tefillah to say before a person is omed b'tefillah. So that's relevant for Shacharis and for Mincha. Now, in Yisbala Arvishtayim, the Chayyadim continues and says, if a person is davening two Maaribs, which means one for Mincha, and one for, he's davening Maarib plus he missed Mincha, So the Chayyadim says, Lo Yisha Bein Tfilin Latfilin Rakhne Hiluk Dalad Amis. So the pause should only be the time it takes to walk Dalad Amis, since the Maisa, we don't say Ashrei at nighttime. So you should not say Ashrei at nighttime. The Mishapura brings that there is an opinion which says you would say Ashrei in this situation as well. Since the first Shemoneh Esrei, you were Omid Divrei Torah from saying Shema, Birchus Shema and Birchus Kriya Shema, the second Shemoneh Esrei you're davening, that's already not connected to that, so you need to say something before, and you would say Ashrei. So Mishapura says that what a person who wants to be Noeg to say Ashrei, he has a sheet to follow as well. The language of the Mishpura indicates that if a person wants to follow the approach of the Chayyadim and to go straight from one Shemoneh Esrei to the other, he can do so as well. And the time which you wait is a person would step back, finish off the first Shemoneh Esrei, wait the time it takes to walk the Dalad Amis, and then start the second Shemoneh Esrei. That amount of time, we pointed out at different times, is a very brief amount of time. If you consider that a meal takes 18 minutes, that's 1,080 seconds, 18 times 60. Four amas is 1/500th of that, so that's 2.2, approximately 2.2 seconds. Have a good day.